Want to know a secret? You can be the most beautiful person in the world, and everyone can see light and rainbows when they look at you. But if you yourself don't know it, all of that doesn't even matter. Every second that you spend on doubting your worth, every moment that you use to criticize yourself, is a moment of your life thrown away. It's not like we have forever. So don't waste your seconds. Don't throw away your moments by downplaying how truly amazing and beautiful you are. The world needs what you have. Don't let them take that from you. So go ahead and grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine for the final part of our self-love series. Let's get into it.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right. So, last week of the love series.
Love, self, love.
So, this has been fun for us. This is week four.
Y'alls.
This one, we're going to really go after healthy lifestyle habits.
Yeah, we've talked about ways you can create positive energy. We've talked about positive thoughts and words and self-talk. We've talked about ways to make time for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's only right to talk about the lifestyle. Hey.
So, just to attack ourselves and everyone listening, the food you eat can be either the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison.
I feel attacked.
Is that pizza good?
Shut up. Considering I literally just had like two pieces of pizza and a crispy croque. You know what? It's all about balance. I'll drink some water later. No, but to just kind of piggyback on that, obviously when we talk about healthy lifestyle habits, it is necessary to fill your body with food and drinks that nourish it and make it thrive, such as water. You have to drink lots of it and your body will thrive and your skin will thank you for keeping it hydrated.
Hey, our body is made up of 60% of water, so if you got some dry, crusty-ass skin, you dehydrated.
Well, to be fair, this weather right now, I feel like everybody has crusty skin.
But I'm telling you.
You shouldn't though. Lotion up.
Water helps prevent wrinkles.
Yes.
And cancer.
And trust me, you get that first wrinkle,
you gonna stare at it.
You gonna...
Okay. I've been putting a mask on this one wrinkle for like every day for months. I'm like, no. I refuse to accept it.
Preventative. It's that 30 wrinkle.
Let me know I'm not dead yet.
But along with drinking water, this one doesn't sit right with me, but I gotta say it. Don't skip breakfast.
Oh, God.
This is a big one for me because I'm not a morning person. You can attest to that.
Especially just waking up and being like, oh, I want this giant breakfast. Right. Like, you're lucky that I'm breathing.
I'm lucky that I'm breathing.
Like, I'm lucky that I'm actually...
like a functioning member of society.
Yes.
At any earlier than I would probably give myself 9 a.m.
Yeah.
That's pushing it.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, I'm just more of a night owl. I've always been a night owl. If you see me in public, don't talk to me. If it's literally before 9 a.m., don't talk to me.
Don't talk to her. The days you would come and work in the morning, you give Mackenzie a solid 30 minutes, okay? Because you'll be like, hey, how are you? And it's...
Was I that bad?
Everyone at 1209.
Yeah, anybody from 1209 that's listening, send us a voice message and let me know. Was I that bad? I will take it to the chin. I'll take it like a champ. I know I was bad.
They'd be like, what's wrong with her?
Just
like, she's sleep. Just
she's sleepwalking.
Just give 30 minutes.
She sleep drove here. But yes, so don't skip breakfast. It will make your day better, according to the people who eat breakfast.
We, We can't attest, but I'm sure it's true.
Right. And from what I've heard, breakfast for dinner doesn't count. Like, you actually have to get up and eat breakfast, some sort of meal in the morning time. That's the only way it counts.
And you know, we've talked about this before in that episode where I was like, look, I don't eat breakfast, but she cheating dinner. Please leave that in. Oh. They don't even know which one of us it is. Everyone says we sound the same. The second one, get enough sleep, which I don't know how that feels, but I know the days I'm off and I can sleep, completely different day.
A good, healthy sleep routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sleep also fights diseases. Mm-hmm. So when you don't get enough sleep.
I feel nauseous. Like, have you ever woken up in the morning and you know, like, first of all, I know when I haven't got enough sleep.
Yeah.
And then not only am I just irritated about it, I feel nauseous.
Instant anger. Yeah, just. I mean, they say when you sleep, your body actually rejuvenates itself and takes that time to fight off things.
Mm-hmm.
So when your body's drained, it's just like we said in the last episode at that job where we were exhausted and we were always sick. That's a real thing. Your body can't fight anything if it can't rest.
Right. If you're constantly going, and this could be maybe you do have a balanced work life, but maybe you just have a very active social life.
Or just night owls and don't sleep.
Insomnia.
I've had insomnia since I was a teenager. It's a real thing.
Another thing you can do, and this obviously just kind of goes with the healthy lifestyle, obviously working out, but even if it's not just going to a gym, at least get out and move your body, whether it's a walk or maybe walking an animal that you have, or stretching, or just getting outside and doing something, just in walking in your neighborhood, walking down your street, whatever, just move your body. It's going to help you, especially if it's sunny out. Sam mentioned before.
That's what I was going to say.
Vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And not what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. The sun.
The other one's good for you too. No, but sun is so good for you. And another big thing about exercise that I read is a lot of us, and I've done this, so you get in like a workout routine of doing like the same things over and over. The best way physically, if you're a very active person, for it to be beneficial, you have to change your workout. Yeah. So don't do all cardio every day, all day. It involves all parts. So make sure you're switching up your workouts and find workouts that work for you.
If you're working out or at least moving your body, it's already going to feel good. And then that's going to, believe it or not, the smallest thing is going to boost your confidence. Mm-hmm. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously. And you're just going to love the skin that you're in,
Another one we've talked about pretty much every episode is meditating. I can't say it enough.
I literally had that one. Mindful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Or workout or both. Maybe you only have 30 minutes a day. Maybe do
5-minute meditation, 25-minute workout.
Yeah. Especially if you're working out, whether it's 3 days, 4 days, maybe super religiously, and you're a 5 to 6 day a week person. One of the things that you have to do to keep your, not just your physical body in line, but your mental healthy lifestyle, quit obsessing over the number on the scale.
Yes.
It's not healthy. And most trainers and nutritionists will tell you that you shouldn't weigh yourself maybe once a week.
When I started keto, that was the biggest thing I read, was instead of being so obsessive, people weigh themselves every day. Guys, water weight fluctuates.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, your menstrual cycle fluctuates your weight.
Absolutely.
Like, so that can be discouraging when it's not even something that has anything to do with your lifestyle.
Like, and that can open doors to create unhealthy things too, because I know I've been there, especially if you're younger and you think you have to look a certain way. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, well, I've been eating air all day, every day, and I've been working out and drinking water and I gained 3 pounds. Like, first of all, what time of the month is it?
Right.
Second of all, look at your body type, because the way Sam and me carry weight are going to be two different things.
Yep.
Your height, the way you're built, like everything. Genetics can sometimes play a factor into that. Like, there's all kinds of things. So don't look at the scale and think you just have to stop eating. So if you're continuing to eat, and I know I literally just said don't skip breakfast, and I skip breakfast, you have to feed your body multiple times a day. You can't just eat once a day and think that that's going
to... And a good thing to know, so when I started keto, my mom was already on it, And I was like, you know what? All right. I believe it. I believe it. So my mom said, the best advice I can give you is quit weighing yourself.
Yeah.
She said, if you really need to know, once a week at the most, but preferably once a month. Another good thing to know, nutritional wise, if you only eat one meal a day, you are going to have a very hard time losing weight.
Yeah.
Because your body, you hear so many people say it, eat multiple small meals, multiple yep. snacks, blah, 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 blah. Because when your body, and you're only feeding it one time a day, and it does not know when it's going to eat again, it's storing everything yep. you're eating as fat because it doesn't know when it's going to yep. eat again. Quit doing that. It doesn't work.
Because what is going to happen is it's going to feed on whatever it's giving. It's going to suck all that nutrients and all those sugars, and mm-hmm. then it's going to feed itself, and but then store enough of it because you are basically yeah. starving it.
One meal a day is not the way to lose right. weight. Since we're talking about food,
yeah.
I put more, eat more fruits and vegetables.
Oh,
and I don't mean canned vegetables. I mean raw vegetables that you are cooking, not processed vegetables.
Yeah.
A canned green bean versus a fresh green bean is like night and day. A lot of that, with the processes that goes into that, you're losing all the nutrients anyway. So it's kind of a waste.
Yeah. I was going to say, you have to be mindful of what you're putting in your body.
Yes. So processed foods are a huge one. Another one I put regarding food, avoid trigger foods.
Like sweet and salty, or like fried food, potato chips. Oh, I love potatoes. Yeah. Potatoes are my jam.
When it comes to snacks,
yeah.
chips are my thing. I'm such a snacker, like with chips, and not really sweets though. But you bring some motherfucking chips out here. Bring some Doritos salty. Out here.
Yeah. See, I've had to learn, and I've told my sister this. She literally called me the other day, and she was like, "Well, I went grocery shopping hungry again." And that's like me. Like, I'm like, you can, I know, like, if I need to grocery shop,
yep.
I should not go hungry, because I will overbuy and get everything that I want in the moment, and then most of it, you know, some of it's ruined because you didn't eat it in time.
Right.
Another thing that can just help the overall healthy lifestyle, and we mentioned it last week, I believe, when we talked about, you know, sometimes it helps to write things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just put, write it down. If your head is swimming with so many different thoughts, it's giving you a literal headache, write them all down on a piece of paper, no matter how crazy or mean or sad or terrifying they are. Keep it in a journal or just a random piece of paper. I know a lot of people will write their thoughts down and then burn it, tear it up, yeah. throw it in the trash. They got to get it out and then they let it go.
Which is the best way to let it prevent go. Problems.
Let it go.
Just burn it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think of it, especially if you're having the same thoughts over and over and day in and day out. You got to get it out somehow. And if you're not a person who enjoys working out, because working out is a stress reliever. And if yeah. you aren't getting it out that way physically, then you got to get it out in another way.
You know, yeah, hint, hint.
It was you can't just see Valentine's me, but I'm
Day.
Oh, wink, wink. Happy Allentine's A for the people who aren't getting the V or the D.
I saw that,
and I was like, attacked. Shots fired.
You made me forget what I was gonna say. So just for all the Valentine's Day sex y'all had, I swear to God, if you bring more Scorpios in this world, Scorpios invented Valentine's Day to create more Scorpios.
Let's just not talk about Valentine's Day. The next thing that I have, we've said it 1,000 times, I feel like, this series, but we're going to say it again. Boundaries. Set them, know them, abide by them. They'll be your best friend.
In the moment you're making someone else happy, when you say yes when you want to say no, all you're going to do is think about how you wanted to say no.
Yeah.
And that affects physical, mental, emotional, everything, because if you would have done what you would have just said no. But right. you said yes, and now you feel locked in, you feel stressed, you're thinking about it. When you could have just said no, it could have been over from the start.
Right, and you would have made yourself happy.
We talked about this a little before, but I added it. Improve your posture. Talked about the chiropractor.
As I literally look like a hobbit sitting here. I'm like...
Posture's a big thing, and actually working for a chiropractor found out that that's tied directly to your spinal health. Your spinal health influences your entire being. That goes up to your neck, your brain, every other limb in your body. So standing up straight.
My neck.
My bad. Posture is very important, and it's not about how you look. It's about, for one, your spine and your neck, actually, those nerves, they trickle down. It affects all of your physical health. So have some posture. Okay.
And I think this is really important, is you have to let go of past trauma. This can be a really tough one. And it might be one of those times in your life where you just want to turn, where you kind of need to turn to others for support. But the truth is, like, when we let go of things that have happened to us, the weight goes with it, and you don't have to carry that around anymore, and you deserve better. You gotta do all that healing work. And healing might look, you know, it might mean different to you, but to me it means almost like putting energy into your recovery and your restoration. And nobody can heal parts of you that you are still nurturing, almost. Like, if you're nurturing those negative parts of you, or the trauma or the wounds, and especially if things happened many, many, many years ago, it takes a lot of work and a lot of strength.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it alone and you don't really want to open up to people, there are ways. I mean, there's therapy, online therapies, online doctors, online all kinds of things. And there's in-person, but...
Helplines.
Helplines, yeah.
My mom actually forced me into therapy for some things that were happening. And I know I have multiple friends that have broken down and finally gone to therapy. And, you know, I was so ashamed when my mom first really, like, she was like, no, you're going. This is happening. You are going. And I was so embarrassed, because it's weird to talk to a stranger about some of the most intimate parts of your life and just your biggest insecurities and things you feel like you failed at. But at the same time, once you get into it, I encourage therapy.
Yeah.
And I think therapy is very healthy. I don't think it's anything to be embarrassed of, because people heal from it and move on to have successful lives and relationships. So what's to lose? But I encourage people that have gone through severe traumas, which I've had my own. You've had your own. Everyone has their own severe traumas that they go through. And if you feel like there are some things that you just can't move past, they will follow you to every relationship you have, every friendship you have.
Yeah.
You'll think you're good, and then it'll pop up.
Yeah.
But therapy really teaches you how to deal with that, and how to heal that, and how to accept that, and how to know that this made me part of who I am. Don't be embarrassed to go to therapy, because I was very ashamed. And I remember talking to my therapist for the first time, feeling like, damn, it's nice to talk to someone that doesn't know me.
Right.
And that's what I was going to say. And that has a healthy outside perspective, is not involved in my life in any way.
Like, there's nothing for them to gain or to lose from you telling them your story.
Right, and that's their job. They've gone to school for years and years and years and studied human behavior. Not to go on a tangent, but therapy is important.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing. Do it.
Everybody needs help.
Yeah.
Everybody. You can't do it by yourself.
Not everyone's lucky enough to have a great support system either, so.
I think everybody carries
something.
Everybody carries deep wounds, right? And sometimes you might not even realize you're acting out because of unhealed pain, but you are.
Yeah.
We've guilty all of done it.
Yeah.
So if you know that you have past trauma or something's not healed, we said it last episode, be compassionate with yourself, but then you have to commit to doing better.
Yeah.
Because once we know better and we're trying to do better, there's no excuse not to do better.
Right.
What we don't heal, exactly like you said, will be passed not only to, like, future situations, but possibly generations.
Generations, yep.
And healing in itself is it's a non-linear journey.
Yep.
So it's an ongoing process. It doesn't look the same for everyone. And what you just said, when you were talking about your friends, will just kind of tell you maybe they think you want to hear or need to hear, whatever. I read something and I loved it. It was specifically about a husband and wife, but I think it can be put to, you know, parent, child, friend to friend, relationship.
I know what you're going to say.
It basically said, do you want comfort? Or do you want solutions?
I knew it.
And that's so impactful.
It is.
Because sometimes people just want to you to listen without you saying anything, and right. that's comfort.
Sometimes we don't need your advice.
Right. And I think it's very beneficial if you are in a situation where someone's coming to you, make it very known, hey, I just need comfort right now, or hey, I need a solution.
Yeah.
Because some people, I mean, sometimes you'll get unsolicited advice, and that yeah. kind of can trigger you a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think me and you, we've one of us share that with each other, but
I'm pretty sure I sent it to you.
I think so, but I loved it.
Sometimes I just need you to, like, let me tell you what's wrong. Yeah. And I don't need you to fix it because I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm going off topic. But just ultimately, I think therapy is a very important thing. I've seen it impact and help so many people. And
men and women.
Yes, and bring up things that you don't even realize is the problem, and then you can face the problem.
Yeah.
They give you steps to fix it.
Healthy. Healthy ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let's normalize men going to therapy, please.
Absolutely.
Because there is nothing wrong. I think society has made men feel like you can't cry. You can't show your true feelings.
You gotta be a man's
right.
man.
You can't talk about it. And a lot of men that I know, the way they grew up and
raised.
The way they were raised, and it's almost looked down upon if you're too sensitive about a situation or whatever. It's extremely healthy.
And our parents and grandparents were really that generation to be like, well, men don't cry. Quit yeah. being a baby.
We don't need like, to. Yeah.
Okay. How about we heal our traumas?
Yeah, and don't pass them down. Since we're talking about these types of healthy habits or whatever, I actually put codependency. Codependency habits. You have to pay attention to the unhealthy relationship attachments. You should know your value independent of other people.
Absolutely.
You should be free to be your authentic self. If you find yourself hiding who you are and absorbing other people's personalities and feelings, it's time to make some changes. And that can kind of coincide with when we were talking about the atmosphere and yep. your circle.
If you're hanging out with the people closest to you and you don't feel like you fit in, there's a problem.
Yeah. Oh, kind of going along with just being very mindful of the people that you surround yourself with codependency, or just recognizing your own habits, recognizing if you are someone who is in love with potential.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is,
ugh.
Do yourself a favor, quit being attracted to, quote unquote, the potential of someone or a situation.
Right.
Stop going off potential, and you have to see the true, like the truth of the situation in present time for what it is. I've learned this the hard way.
Oh, haven't we all?
We break our own hearts, really, when we focus on what a person or a situation is capable of showing us instead of like what they're actually showing us. Oh, but the potential's there. Da-da-da-da-da.
But is it?
Are we just making that up in our head? It really, and you can't, like, potential's not going to marry you. Potential's not going to pay your bills. Potential's not going to love you. Potential's not going to, the list could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, what is the person yeah. actually giving you? Yeah. What is the situation actually doing for you? Focus on what's happening right now.
Yeah.
You gotta let go of self-deceptions. See it for what it is.
Right. Another big one is get regular checkups. I'm bad about this.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to be better, but I'm still bad about it. Preventative health care is important.
Yeah.
As we know from our friends and family. Get out more often.
We know it's hard right now.
It is.
I felt like we were supposed to leave the whole panorama in 2020.
The whole panorama.
That I was
video.
Waiting for you to catch on. We've been in a panorama for 2 years. But really, we left the pandemic. Everyone thought it was going to be over. The mask thing. Listen, it's for right now, it's hanging around. So get out where you can or when you can and be smart about it, but at least do something.
Even when everything was shut down, me and you still found things to go do.
Yeah.
Outside.
Hiking.
Outside.
Yeah.
Nature's good for you.
But really, get out.
My last one, good dental hygiene.
Ugh.
Your teeth are a huge representative of your physical health. Your dentist can tell a lot from your teeth and your gums. The dentist is important. Even if you only go once a year, you should really go every 6 months, but even once a year.
I'm not gonna lie, I've never been someone who's just like been so thrilled. Like, yeah, I was gonna schedule my dentist appointment. I know it's so good, and like, especially if you have a really good dentist. I think that was my situation. I've never had like the best experiences or the best dentist. Like, if you have a good dentist, like, love that for you. But I've never been someone blessed enough to have a good experience at the dentist office.
So dental hygiene's important. Just, I'm hoping that everything with the pandemic where you gotta smell your own breath all day, I'm hoping that this has really fixed.
Tic Tacs ain't covering that.
A lot of this problem, because now y'all smelling what we smell. Okay? We tired of smelling it. Fix it. Alright?
Oh my god.
We're back. All right, so we kind of skipped this last episode because we had some other things to talk about, but the first two episodes we were going over chakras. We explained what chakras were. We're going over a couple that related to that current episode, what you can do to improve. The last three we're going to go over today. So I'm going to start with the throat chakra. This affects your ability to communicate. Location, obviously, your throat. It's the throat chakra, right? Some emotional issues tied to the throat chakra. Communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Is it truth?
Some physical associations are tied to the thyroid, the respiratory system, teeth, and the vocal cords. Very relative.
Maybe okay? I have problems with my throat chakra.
So you will see the effects of your throat chakra in those areas. The throat chakra is tied to self-expression. Some of the healing things for your throat chakra, which this sounds so crazy, include the color blue in your life. It helps with balance and all the things tied to the throat chakra. Do neck stretches. Use throat chakra stones. Try yoga poses. Find time for journaling. Those are ways that you can improve your throat chakra.
Yeah, we just talked about writing stuff down.
The next one that I wanted to touch on was the sacral chakra, which is our connection and ability to accept others and new experiences. Location of the organs, lower abdomen, about 2 inches below the navel. Emotional issues, sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality. Physical organ association is the reproductive organs, the kidneys, the bowels, and the immune system.
Do you know the element for the sacral is water? And for the throat, it is ether. All right, last but not least is your root chakra.
Hey.
Your root chakra is located at the base of your spine, like your pelvic floor. It represents our foundation and feeling of being grounded. It also symbolizes a sense of safety and security. And if your root chakra, if you're having trouble or if it's blocked, you might have problems in your legs, feet, your back end, your lower body, your sciatica nerve.
Yeah.
You might be constipated. Fear of not enough money or job instability. Your inability to focus or sit still.
Does it affect your spine, rectum, legs, arms, and circulatory system?
Work on the root chakra.
Yes, and I'm learning some things about myself.
One of the only element linked to your root chakra is earth, and the color of it is red. So if you want to, But if you want to work on focusing your root chakra, then incorporate red, just like we talked about the throat, which is blue. Sorry, I just saw that another, like, symptom is hoarding. Because that's security. Like, you feel like that's one thing you can control and you don't want to let things go. Sorry, I just had to say that. If you are balanced, obviously you will feel more stable, grounded, prosperous, physically healthy, and you will trust more. The emotions directly linked to your root chakra is passion. That sounded like a fart. That wasn't. To round things up, we have been talking about ways to cultivate self-love in your life and create regular self-love, and it's an obvious ongoing process. And we all struggle with self-esteem issues here and there. But if you really want to have a consistent relationship with yourself, you gotta put in a little work. So we're going to round up everything that we've talked about this entire series in just a few little bullet points. And all of these will help encourage regular self-love.
Okay. First one, guys, set goals. A note to take in. Mentally strong people don't skate through life passively, right? So whether they want to learn a new language or set a fitness goal, they constantly challenge themselves to learn new things and reach new levels of achievement. So challenging themselves to reach new goals gives them ample opportunities to sharpen their skills. Even if they don't succeed, they're able to learn in the process.
Your goals might not be a week from now. They might be a year. They might be two. They might be 5 years. So allow yourself to make concrete goals, like Sam just said, and work on how to accomplish them. Don't just make the goals. Mm-hmm. That's only first step.
Yep. Okay, so another thing you can do. Practice gratitude. People who really love themselves and focus on self-love, rather than think they deserve better, mentally strong people recognize that they have more than they deserve. They're thankful for anything, from the clean water they drank to the friends who show them compassion. Their gratitude helps them feel and do their best. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Having gratitude for yourself, obviously, but allowing yourself forgiveness. We all know it, but sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that nobody's perfect. So finding a way to forgive yourself for the past while committing to improving your behavior will only increase self-love.
Okay, another one you can do. Engage in self-care. Some people believe taking care of yourself is a sign of fragility. They think 8 hours of sleep is for the weak.
It's not.
And relaxing on the beach is for the lazy. But mentally strong people recognize that they have to recharge their batteries if they want to be their best. They also know that fun and play aren't enemies of success. They're hallmarks of a good life. They don't get caught up in glorifying being busy. Mm-hmm. Instead, they make self-care a priority.
What are your hobbies, interests, things that you're good at? Or activate an area of your brain that you may not be activating in your work life. Do things that you enjoy. That's going to make you love yourself more, be happier, and be motivated to accomplish a lot of other things in your life.
All right, guys. Establish some motherfucking boundaries. Okay? Establish boundaries.
I told you it wasn't going to be the last time we said boundaries.
Yes.
Take a shot for every time we've said boundaries.
This could be a drinking game, right? Mentally strong people know that it's important to build a life around building their mental strength. The best way to do that is by establishing healthy boundaries. So they don't apologize for protecting their time, their money, their mental health. Mm-hmm. Whether that means declining an activity, saying no to a family member who asked to borrow money, these people act according to their values.
Yeah.
Number 5, set aside time for solitude. We've talked about this so much. Mentally strong people certainly don't shy away from social experiences, but they really make time for solitude. They're not afraid to be alone with their thoughts, but that doesn't mean they sit around overthinking. Instead, they use their time to productively problem solve, reflect, and plan ahead. That alone time helps them know who they are. Even as they grow and change, they can continue to be comfortable in their own skin.
You should relish in your alone time. I know I do.
Love it.
A lot of people fear being alone.
Yes.
You have to kind of learn to use that time as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be lost in your thoughts. What are they teaching you? What are they showing you about yourself? It's okay.
Frankie says relax. The last one I've got for you guys. Prove yourself wrong.
Good one.
Prove yourself wrong. I think this is perfect to sum up the series. Prove yourself wrong. Your thoughts, your actions, your words, okay? Mentally strong people experience self-doubt like everyone else, but they don't believe everything they think.
Yes.
Just like you said. Even when their brains tell them they cannot do something, they often put those thoughts to the test, mm-hmm. okay?
Like, bit.
Bit, I can't do that. Now I'm about to. When strong individuals find themselves thinking they cannot succeed, they push themselves to try anyway. So every time they prove themselves wrong, they train their brain to see them as more competent and more capable than ever before.
I love that. The entire month. We've gone back and forth, and a lot of it might be repetitive because it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, self-care, self-love, the journey on self-care or self-development, it is going to be repetitive. A lot of it, mm-hmm. you know, what can go with physical will also go with mental or spiritual or emotional.
This ain't a one-stop shop, guys. This is a everyday.
Yes. This ain't no one-stop shop.
Hey.
Put it on a t-shirt. But ultimately, self-care is your body, your spirit, and your mind. Like, they have to be taken care of. The importance of your own well-being is just as important as going to work, getting an education, hanging out with your friends or family. Some days you'll feel like you're blowing through the roof with confidence and happiness. And some days you'll feel like you don't have enough to get through the day. But you'll be fine and you will. You will feel joy and you'll feel confidence. And just keep working towards whatever it is you are. And we'll be here.
We'll be here.
We here every step of the way.
I can't stand you.
But again, every single week, guys, we appreciate you listening. We love you for it. But every single week, we are coming with a new episode.
Every single Tuesday.
Follow us on Instagram because we post a lot more content there than just once a week. It's every single day. That's co.signpodcast.
And please, guys, we love the voice messages.
Y'all.
We've covered so much in 4 weeks, and we'd love to hear what you do, what you think.
What we've missed.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. 4 weeks of self-love.
Coming to
up already.
End. Yeah. And if you guys want us to do another series or another topic, shoot us a DM on Instagram.
Yep.
Go to our website. It's cosignpodcast.com. Click the link on the homepage and you can send us a message with your thoughts. So like again,
and your feelings.
Yeah. But again, every single Tuesday, we are coming at you and we will see you next week.
Next week.
Oh bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.